It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. How would you feel about your teenage son or daughter being Facebook friends with their teacher or sending private text messages? Virginia is debating guidelines for contact between students and teachers. It's a response to past incidents of inappropriate relationships. The state says any electronic contact needs to be transparent to administrators, so a teacher can have a Facebook group page for a class, but private messages are not okay. Charles Pyle is director of communications for Virginia's Department of Education.
Private one-on-one communication on a personal networking site is something that would be discouraged. However, teachers do like to have Facebook pages for their class, and information can be posted on a group Facebook page that is accessible to not only students in the class, but also for monitoring by an administrator. So we're not saying that teachers shouldn't be on Facebook or shouldn't use Facebook or not have personal pages, but if they're going to use social networking to interact with students, that it be done in a way that is appropriate and transparent.
I'm picturing myself, I'm a high school basketball coach in Virginia, and I want to tell all the guys on my team to show up to practice 15 minutes early. It seems so easy to just send a text because that's how kids communicate.
And you're copying the entire team.
I'm copying the entire team. But then do I then need to send a copy also to the principal's office, to the school district, to the state?
Well, we want to leave some flexibility in that area, and it may well be a good idea to make sure that the coach and the principal have an understanding about how the coach is going to deal with those situations. That protects the coach as well.
So then to continue the analogy, if I'm that coach and I've sent that text message, I get a message sent back just to me from one of the players. Do I then have to forward that on? Do I have to delete it without looking at it?
What we're not trying to do is somehow prescribe a set of actions that must be taken in every circumstance. But in replying to a communication from a student, the principles are the same. Is this transparent? You know, the policy guidelines leave plenty of room for a one-on-one communication, provided that there's some accountability in terms of reporting to the administrator that this situation came up and this is how I handled it.
Whatever recommendations the state makes, districts will decide how and whether to adopt them. There's disagreement on whether the guidelines will work. Bill Boscher is a professor of public policy and education at Virginia Commonwealth University. He says they missed the mark.
Having been a local superintendent and a state superintendent, I'm empathetic with the board's concern for an inordinate number of cases involving teachers and students and sexual behavior. However, I'm equally concerned that this particular approach misses the individuals who need to be addressed. It actually misses the messenger and hits the medium.
But why would teachers and students need to be texting each other, be Facebook friends? Why would that even be necessary?
Well, it's important for a teacher to understand how young people talk. And today, with 500 million people on Facebook, young people talk through texting. My daughter texts me. My wife texts me. They know it's instant communication. And so to suggest that teachers shouldn't be able to communicate with young people through texting or other methods seems to be awkward, if not out of place.
The state will vote on whether to approve guidelines later this month. Here's a phrase that comes up a lot. It's kind of dull, so let's spice it up a little bit.
According to a recent study,
Facebook can help your self-esteem. Cornell researchers took three groups of 21 students each. The first stared at a blank monitor for 3 minutes. Group two looked in the mirror for 3 minutes. Group three looked at their Facebook profiles, saw their friends, read updates. Then all three groups were given a self-esteem questionnaire, and the Facebook group scored highest by far. Researchers said profile pages tend to show us ourselves in a good light. Witty comments, smiling pals, pictures of happy times. See, you're not wasting time on Facebook. You're conducting a self-improvement exercise. Marketplace Tech Report is produced by Larissa Anderson. Our intern is Frankie Barnhill. Sam Keenan's the engineer. According to a recent study, was performed by the duo Paul and Storm. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.